Oh my God, your poor dad.
All right, welcome back to Your Poor Dad. You can't choose your sisters, but you can choose your podcast. So thank you for joining us and being the fourth Brandt sister.
And welcome, our poor mom.
Yay!
Welcome.
That's when you talk. You say thank you for having me.
I was trying to.
Oh, you were?
Let her speak her own words.
Do we have Bailey too on our hands?
No. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you for birthing me.
Coming in real hot.
As you can, if you are not on our Spotify or YouTube, then you can't see that we have a fourth guest with us. And she's not the fourth Brandt sister, although some people think she is.
True.
She's the Brandt sister numero zero.
She's the originator.
Yeah. She birthed us out of her vagina with zero meds. Our poor mom.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow.
So I did
always think it should be called Our Poor Mom.
Well, you would like that, wouldn't you?
One, I would. Yeah, one, you would like that. Two, that's kind of the whole point. It's like, oh, your poor dad, when it should be your poor mom. Like, that's yeah,
that is the
never
point.
Your
that
poor
is
mom.
Thing. Yeah, the thing about having all girls is that I feel like the dads kind of get it easy because, like, we just kind of, like, dote on the dad. And, like, the dad doesn't know what to do with girls. Yeah, so it all falls on the mom.
Go ask your mother.
Tell me about how much you dote on your dad.
I don't dote on anyone. Paige is the one that dotes on our dad the most.
True. But I dote on mom.
Yeah, you're like the good middle ground.
However, what was the question about if dad killed you?
Oh, no. I asked you once. I said, what would you do? Because we were watching like some Kardashian show and they were like talking about how they sat on their dad's side of the courtroom. Oh, yeah. And then Chris sat on the other side. And I was like, Paige, if that was mom and dad, what side would you sit on? Like if dad was on trial for murdering mom. Because I wanted to see how far you would go.
Well, I think I asked, like, what did mom do?
Yeah.
What you said were your exact words were, well, what did she do to deserve it?
Well, because dad is a rational man. And so.
No, dad is very. Like, you haven't lived with dad in a while.
You've
lived with dad, like, he gets so flustered all the time. Like,
okay,
but I would say 80% of the time, he is buzzing at a flustered scale.
But over. Small
Paige
things
too.
Exactly. No, Paige, over small things.
Paige cannot react like to something that's just like casual. Like she has to go to like a 10 mm-hmm. and then bring
just
it.
Just like dad.
She needs to get this. You guys are like little teapots. You're short and stout.
We truly are. And that's the thing though. Dad and I have the exact same temper as well. So it's like we'll build up, we will lash out, and then we feel so much better. And then we're over. We don't hold a grudge.
100%. Yeah. You guys are over it.
You want to know done. Who holds grudges?
Us.
You two.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I'm still holding a grudge for everything you guys have ever done to me.
Bailey, I feel like you're the outlier.
Who even knows what's going on in Bailey's head?
I don't even know what's going on in my head.
You're just like the mysterious one.
Yeah, it really depends on what you do to me. And you might look at me wrong one day and it's like, I just don't see the point in giving that person another chance.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that person's name.
You say a lot with your eyes, which is kind of scary. But when you do lash out, which is so rare, it's terrifying because it's so rare. And sometimes you can hold a grudge. But again, that's also, that's all. Well, I was going to say, I think that's rare.
Bailey's the most stubborn. And I think mom gets that the most. Like, I think the way that we all grew up was I was stubborn and you and I just fought all the time.
Because we're the most alike.
Yeah. You guys are the most.
Think?
One, oh, are you 100%.
Joking me? I'm joking.
Seriously? That was shocking that you just said that because duh.
And then
copy paste.
And then you and Paige, like Paige just learned from my mistakes.
No, I'm also the people pleaser.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the most communicative.
Honey, I can't shut up. I cannot shut up. I'll tell you things that we were watching the Taylor Swift movie, and I said, you want to know what this song's about? Okay, this is the love triangle. James, Betty, like, whatever. And I'm telling her everything, and she doesn't want to know.
She didn't want to know.
I did.
Thank you.
And then Bailey is the most stubborn, but she just, like, is not going to fight with you. She's just like, I'm not doing that.
So this is Bailey.
But mom likes to fight with me.
Let mom talk.
This is Bailey. She's the most stubborn, but she will tell me exactly what I want to hear.
Hold the microphone up to your mouth.
Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Eat the microphone like Dad says.
Okay. So she's the most stubborn, but she will tell me exactly when I want to hear and do exactly what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would do the same, but we would just fight.
No.
You here's the thing. Fight me the tooth and nail.
Well, Anne Bailey is very clear. She's very clear and direct with what her thoughts are, her intentions are. Like, she's that part, when she says it, she means it. You, like, don't say anything, so it's like question mark. Like, at least Bailey's stubborn, and it's like, we know she says her piece and that's what it is, no questions asked. And you're like, you just don't say anything and you're gonna like fight about it, and it's like, well, what are we fighting about? Like, what is happening? And you just don't like to talk. Bailey, did you have something to say?
Well, I was gonna say, sometimes I say things that I don't mean just to get the conversation over. That's exactly what I would do in high school. I'd be like, okay, yeah, Mom, right on top of that rose. never
gonna do it
right on top of that road.
But I also think that Mom and Dad, and I've said this before, but I feel like you guys parented based on like how bad we wanted things. Like, you saw how bad like I wanted to go out, so you're like, no, you can't go out. And then like Bailey like never wanted to leave, so
duh.
Let's call it currency.
Why do you turn off the microphone?
I didn't mean to.
Jade, that's literally every parent to try to parent. They take something away that the child desperate. At one point, I'm pretty sure Bailey was grounded from like reading a book or something.
I was.
Like, so yes, you were grounded from going out with your friends because that's what you so desperately wanted. Bailey wanted to read her book, and so they took her book away from her.
How did we come from the same person?
I don't know.
It's so wild.
Couldn't tell ya.
We both came right out of the same birth canal too, head first.
Mom, briefly
huge
tell us
head.
Whose birth of us was your favorite?
Okay,
do, obviously
do,
mine. Actually,
do favorite and then most memorable.
Well,
and then easiest.
Favorite.
It seems like
most memorable, easiest. Jade's the favorite.
That's
Paige is the most memorable, and Bailey's the easiest.
Bailey walked right out.
Bailey was the easiest.
We need you, when we ask you a question, you have to respond.
Well, you need to give her a chance.
Well, she's literally
I
like,
can't even.
She's literally like Bailey. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Okay, so she asked the question. You keep talking.
Okay, go.
Okay, so Paige was the most memorable. It was the hardest. Bailey was the easiest. And I would have to say you're my favorite because you're my first.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's all Jade wanted to hear.
Okay.
You're the one who asked the question.
I know.
I asked the question.
Bailey asked the question. Well, I was gonna say, like, tell us something more about Bailey, like about her birth, because Jade and I have been talking a lot, so let's like shine it on Left Girl and like tell us something else, besides her birth being the easiest. Like, what else do you remember? Just walk us through Bailey's birthday.
Her first birthday,
like her birth day, the day birth of her birth.
Space day.
Okay, so we got up very early, about 5 o'clock in the morning, had to drive an hour to Fontana.
With all four of us. Okay.
Bailey was five, but still in the belly. We go drop you guys off at our friend Matt and Annette's house.
Okay.
Go to the
hospital.
Shout
out Matt and Annette for taking on two girls.
And get to the doctors. Now, I had already had two other kids. Fortunately for me, my births go very quickly.
And you did not have any epidurals for any of the births.
And the head was like hanging out right at this point. So you were like,
holding your crotch to help keep her in as you're walking in.
You said she has hair.
Oh shit, that's just me. Sorry, continue.
So we go in, the doctor does an exam and said, oh, you've got a while.
And you said no.
And I said no.
And Bailey said, hold my beer.
That's exactly what happened.
I kicked that cervix wide open. I said, here I come.
Bailey was just waiting for the authority to walk out of the room.
Did you? Okay, I have to know. Did you ever reach up in there and like test your cervix yourself?
No.
You're not supposed
actually,
to do that.
I feel like I would probably do that.
You would 100% do that. You're not supposed to. But one of my friends did it. I think it was Lisa.
Wait, why aren't you supposed to?
I don't know.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's like sensitive.
No, I feel like if I could like, can you feel yourself dilating?
I mean, your vaginal
thing gets as big as a bagel.
What do you mean?
A bagel is 10 centimeters.
But the cervix, it's like the vaginal canal, then the cervix.
That's what Paige's talking about.
The hole.
What dilates?
The cervix.
Yeah. A bagel.
Yeah. Well, of course.
As wide as a bagel.
A bagel. The head has to come out of it.
I know. It just is crazy to think about
a bagel.
The hardest thing was your head was 1 inch bigger than Jade's. A full inch.
One full inch?
One.
Jesus Christ. I was so petite. I'm small.
So smart.
I was so small as a baby.
You were so small.
It was so tiny. It came out of there.
And I was so unfortunate looking.
Yeah,
you were. Oh my God. Woof.
The ugliest. Bailey?
I was a giant.
You were cute. You were just huge.
She actually looked like a bulldog.
No. There's a picture of me holding Bailey and our heads are the exact same size. And she's like one and I'm like seven. Wait,
can we go back to the Bailey's day of birth?
Okay, yeah.
So we walk in. The doctor says, you have a while. Bailey says, hold my beer. And then what happens?
So then we're sitting there and the nurse is like, you just do what feels good to you and whatever. The funniest story about that day is they're like, you might want to walk around. So Dad and I go walk, and there's a scale.
Oh, God. Dad loves a scale.
And he said,
what are you tipping the scales at these days?
He said, ooh, I'm going to get on the scale. So he gets on the scale, slides the little weight. Then he goes, why don't you get on the scale?
Of course. He loves. Okay, backstory. Our dad is obsessed with weight. Like, he truly wants. He wanted to know our weight at all times. And not in a way where he was, like, judging us. Kind of.
It's like his construction background. He likes to know the measurements, the numbers, the facts and figures, something he can put on paper and understand.
He's a very data-driven man.
And it's like, I feel like I've learned to look at my weight as more just like data. It's like more of like a point of like where I'm at.
This is a factual,
in my health.
Yeah, this is a factual statement.
I don't know if that's like healthy or not healthy, but it's like that we just are obsessed with the numbers on the scale.
Yeah. Well, I actually did like it because it was so often. I'm not nervous or afraid to get on a scale, even though I might be nervous for what that number is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But even growing up, like, there would be times where Dad would be like, he would inform me of like, oh, you, here's this exercise that you could do to like with your triceps. Like, it was kind of helpful. So
thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
Shout out to our poor dad.
Anyways, Mom, continue. Sorry, so you got on the scale.
Did not move. Not one.
You guys weighed the same.
We weighed the exact same.
Nice.
I did tell him, I said, if you ever tell anybody, I will kill
you. Well, we know how much it is then. I won't say it. Because we know how much Dad weighs.
Well, Dad fluctuates. Well,
this was.
I know how much it was.
This was 28 years ago.
Well, also, okay.
Almost 29.
Can we also talk about, Mom's one of those people who's like, I was like 100 pounds on my wedding day.
102.
Yeah.
She was 102 on her. Like,
when is the last time I've been 100 pounds?
Literally, probably
fifth grade.
The thing is like, I think me working out my hardest, eating the best, I'm still so far away from 102.
No, I've never even been in the realm of 102.
And I'm like, did you eat?
But you guys had more muscle than I did.
Because we're stocky.
Yeah, we're like,
no, you were
sturdy.
We're meatballs, meatball girls.
Even if I just like went on walks for a full year and ate like soup like I'm doing right now, I don't think my body could physically get to 102. It just like, it couldn't happen.
And if you did, drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous. Not that I would be drop dead gorgeous if I was 102. She's like, if you can't get to 102... You'd be gorgeous for once.
That's funny. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. So as you can see, we're obsessed with weight. But I feel like that's a millennial mom thing. Like every millennial mom or mom of millennials.
I was going to say, it was our dad.
No, the 102 thing. Like every millennial mom or mom of millennials always says, I was 100 pounds on my wedding day. And it's like, okay, no millennials are 100 pounds anymore. Like that's just not a thing.
Okay, but then do you remember the other sister who, like, it was like, oh, she needs to, sometimes she forgets to eat. We need to make sure she's eating all her meals. Could not be us.
Never was like, me.
We did not forget meals, and Bailey sometimes would just forget to eat, and she's hypoglycemic, so if she doesn't eat, she's gonna pass out. And like, as much as I like always wanted to make sure, I was like, Bailey needs to eat, I was eating for me and Bailey. Like,
you were stress eating.
Yeah,
for Bailey.
I'm stress eating.
You would be like, text mom and tell her you're hungry. So then mom would put money in my account so we could get Sonic.
Well, yeah. I was talking to someone today and I was like, never.
Text mom and tell her you're hungry.
Never in my life has anyone been like, I'm worried about Jade. She's getting so skinny.
I know. Same.
Same. Like, I was actually talking to like a guy that I work with, and he was like, yeah, I was just like really stressed. I was getting really skinny. Everyone was worried about me. I was like, what is that like? Like, I've never once had someone be like, wow, you're really losing weight.
When I looked my best, I had been on keto for months and months and months. And like the one comment I got kind of in passing was, hey, you look good.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
oh wow, you look,
thank you.
Well, people, my friends especially, love to say like, oh, Jade, she's really good at losing like 15 to 20 pounds. And I'm like, okay, first of all, 20.
Okay, first of all, 20. Shut up.
Okay, first of all, bitch, 20 is a little excessive. It was 15. But like, everyone's like,
first of all, relax.
And it's like, oh yeah, you like, you look great now. It's not like, oh my God, you are just like real thin. Like, I had 15 you plus had, to
you
lose.
Had weight to lose. We all look, I remember it is seared in my mind.
Okay, and that's when I came home from college the very first time, and I was Porky the little pig.
Is that when Dad put the picture on the
yes.
refrigerator?
Yes. And okay, so backstory, this was the first time in my life where I was able to eat without any abandon. Like,
well, and you were in the middle of nowhere.
I was in the middle of nowhere on my own. I was on my own, kid. I always have been. And
oh geez,
yeah, who was restricting your eating?
Well, I feel like mom would be, well, like, mom, do you really want to have like three, well, bean, no, and cheese burritos, or what about two?
Okay, but mom would also be the one that did the grocery shopping, so like we were limited to what was in the pantry. Yeah. So that in itself was like the limiting factor. So like, you go off to college for the first
time,
and
I have to learn how to feed myself, and like, I'm just always hungry. I've always been a big eater. Like, I just fucking love to eat. And yeah, so I went, and it was a buffet every day at the dining courts, and I would be there for like 4 hours. I would just hold court at the dining courts. Like,
all of your friends in different waves would, yeah, just come and hang out.
People's like schedules would, they would be let out of class, and I was like,
still at table seven,
and I'd be like, I don't have anything to do today, I'll just fucking sit here and eat with you guys. I'll be right back, I'm gonna go get round three. And I would eat so much, and I was in the Midwest, so it was like ranch, mac and cheese, grilled cheese. We had this thing called Fried Fridays. It was literally a day dedicated to just fried food.
It honestly sounds amazing.
It was amazing. And I on top of that, I was drinking like excessively for the first time in my life. Like, in the past, in high school, I would drink, obviously, but I wasn't drinking like Monday, Tuesday, take a break Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I had one day off each week, and I was drinking Keystone Light, what's that, Smirnoff Ice. Like, just,
and
like,
as Dad always says, there is a sandwich in every beer.
There's a sandwich in every beer, and I was having like 57 sandwiches a night.
So I was
with ranch.
So I went
with being, ranch.
Like, I was probably at my skinniest the end of my senior year. It was probably like, I wasn't even trying. I was just like skinny, which was
first senior time high up. School.
Yeah, senior year of high school. So I was honestly probably, I don't know if I should say weight, but like maybe like 125, which is like the lowest I've ever been. I got home, and I was like 150.
I know.
And it was like honestly, it was probably 155, which I'm 5'3". So going from 125 to like 155, I was a fucking
semester. You went from a bowling pin to a bowling ball.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't healthy. My body like was not meant to gain that much weight that fast. And I just came back, I was like all puffy. I was like, I am so happy at Purdue. Everyone's like, yeah, we can fucking tell.
Well, that's the thing. Because we are so short in the way our bodies are, like, I fluctuate weight so much, just even like on my period.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, it's usually about 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I can always tell, like, the week before, I'm really, really, really hating my body. And I'm like, I'm going to start my period. I know it. And I'm getting on the scale, and it's almost always about 5 pounds. And then I start my period, which I started yesterday.
Yeah.
I started, yeah. started my period. And then, like, by day three, it disappears. Like, yeah, the weight, where does it go? I don't know.
Yeah, but 5 pounds on us, like, you can see it.
It's a lot.
Like, so imagine 25.
I see it, and I'm like, ugh. Yeah, 25.
Yeah, so I come home, and everyone's like, holy shit, this girl, really.
And what does mom say?
Mom says, you cannot say anything to Jade unless she asks. So I'm, like, trying on my clothes. I'm like, these are not fitting right.
And you're, because everyone gets ready in my room.
Yeah, we're all getting ready in Paige's room. And I was like,
because shout out to Dad, he built me a vanity.
He built me one too.
When?
The white one.
He didn't build that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, well, he bought that.
No, he didn't buy it.
He renovated it.
He won it.
He renovated that from something.
He got that from a job site. He curated that.
Yeah. You think yours was just made from, like, raw materials? He got that from a job site too.
No, the wood might have been from job sites.
Exactly.
He made that with his own hands.
Yeah,
from
he made scratch. Mine with his own no, fucking
did,
two hands.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Okay, honey, I'm going to call him. Because guess what? Are you going to be sad when you find out that he only made mine from scratch?
No, I just know that he tinkered with mine at some point.
It sounds like you're going to be really sad to learn that you're not the only one that got a custom vanity.
Well, because she didn't.
I mean, I know that. Also, this vanity isn't like the cutest thing in the world. It's just like very useful.
But it's like big. That's why I think, well, that's why I it like it so
the,
much.
It takes up half the room. It's like literally it's, such an
the
inconvenience.
Mirror's so big.
Okay, no, just to clarify, because yours was so big and so heavy, Dad did make that from raw materials, but he decided that was too much. So when he got the material from his job site, yeah, he wanted it a little bit smaller to make it easier.
Yeah.
So, but mine was first.
It was a learning lesson.
Okay.
Yours is a learning lesson. And you could tell because it's kind of huge and kind of ugly.
No, it's huge and I love it.
I don't think it's ugly. It's just it's really not cute. Big. It's just really hard.
It's really useful.
It's really big.
First of all, I do think it's cute.
Okay.
And second of all, it is really big and I really like it.
Okay, anyways.
Go on with it. Continue.
What did you say to me? Tell them what you said.
Well, so what had happened was I'm getting ready. I'm sitting at my vanity getting ready and you're trying on your clothes behind me.
And with my new little belly.
Yeah. And you say, am I fat? And I said, oh my God, I'm so glad you brought this up because yeah.
Because yes.
Because yes. And mom said I wasn't allowed to say anything until you started talking about it. So I'm really glad you cracked open this door.
Yeah. So then.
Which obviously you were only hoping that I was going to be like, oh my God, no, you look great. And I was like, thank God you brought this up.
Okay. Everybody's beautiful. Yeah. I feel like we're going to get a lot of hate.
No, we will. But the thing is like, this is our experience. This is a real life experience.
Yeah. This is like how sisters talk. Like, this is just how we talk about our body.
We still also grew up, even though maybe our family wasn't saying you need to weigh a certain thing. Like everything that we were
consuming.
Yes. We were consuming and just reading and seeing and looking at. It was like, these are the people who you should look like. These are the skinny people.
Yeah. Every single magazine. It was like the skinnier, hotter.
We're the tabloids generation.
Yeah. And I remember like even going to school at Keller was the most like mind fuck of a thing because every girl there was so obsessed with their weight. And I'm sure they probably would have got there at Glendora. Backstory, we moved in the middle of high school. But I feel like I just moved at the time where it was like so hyper focused on weight. And I remember like the very first person we met in Keller, we were at Chili's. It was like us three and then the girl that we met with. She's like, oh, I've just lost so much weight that my butt is so skinny. So I need to like, usually I have like a pillow to carry around with.
What? I don't remember that.
I will never forget that because I was like, fuck, I don't need a
pillow
to sit on. You're
like, I carry my own pillow. It's my ass.
It's my ass. But I'll never forget that because I was like, oh my God. And then I went to her house and she had measurements up on her wall that was like, she measured her like arms, her waist, her everything every single day. And like,
but that's unhealthy.
And that was her mother.
Well, and her. So it was like, that was in my mind, like that was ushered me into Keller.
Oh, that's what we do here.
I was like, oh, we just have to be the skinniest person ever. And that's the only way you can be pretty here is if you're so skinny. So it's like, this is also simultaneously like going on in our heads.
Yeah, it was crazy. And you know what? Glad to be in 2023.
I know. Yeah. So to end the story, then our dad gets involved, and my dad is like from a family that is like so male dominated. He does not know.
And
like,
traditional.
And so traditional. And it's like, they were just like, they're boys. Like they work out. Like they.
Well, and because they're boys, dad was a wrestler. Okay. Probably a good one. I don't know. But the thing is, he would tell me, oh yeah, like I would run around in a
trash bag,
and just lose all this weight. Boys just lose weight so much quicker and easier than girls do anyways.
And they don't have the emotional attachment to weight like we do.
Right.
And so he would tell us like, oh, this is how you drop weight really quick. You just drink water for a full day. Don't eat. Like run around in a trash bag and like you can lose 10 pounds. And it's like, okay, dad.
But that's
like,
water weight.
I know, mom, but it's just things that like.
But I can actually see dad running around in a trash bag.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but it's like now we know like. We're more sensitive about talking about weight these days, but this is just the conversations like we are having in like 2003,
yeah.
You know, where it's like, we didn't know how to talk about weight in a sensitive way.
Yeah. We were talking about it, how the world talks about
yeah, it. Yeah. And like dad, all he knows is how to talk about weight like a wrestler. He's like, oh, you want to lose weight? I got a quick fix for you.
Yeah.
He's like, you drink a ton of water and then you don't drink water.
And then you eat like salt or something, like sodium or something. Yeah,
there's like a whole like thing. And it's like,
and then the trash bag.
And then the trash bag. So our dad put a picture of me like on a family vacation on the fridge while I was home because I was eating too much. Like it was unhealthy.
And you had really weird hair.
I know, my hair was so bad. Like it was just the worst aesthetic possible time of my life. I know, because I box dyed my hair.
And then it was like weirdly short. It's like not because you cut it. Like because it just like kept breaking or something.
No, it was like, it was so weird. It was fried. It was so bad. I was so ugly in college. It was like.
It's funny because it's true.
It's no, also funny because that was, we went through our awkward stages at the same time. That's because I was going through puberty.
That's hilarious. I know. I was literally so, like, it's hard for me to look back at those pictures. I'm like, well, who were you?
And it's just like, obviously this is, the fashion wasn't your fault, but like, it just really is the cherry on top because it's like the fashion of that time.
Ooh, yeah,
like,
and we
did that hair and everything, and that's when it was like really like in really into like fake tan too, like everything.
Oh, was, and I was obsessed with the fake tan,
but like you just look wild.
It's really hard to look back at that girl. Yeah, people will comment on my TikTok, they're like, oh wow, another girl that peaked in her 20s. I was like, honey, like,
bitch, you didn't know me in my 20s.
I can't even, I've like stitched them and I'm like, I did not peak in my 20s. I can't even show them the worst pictures because they're so bad.
Honestly, that was a good time. That was a crazy time.
But I also was like so confident because all my friends were so hot. Well, and I thought I was hot as that. I was hot as them.
That's because you're delusional and you're still delusional.
I know, which has honestly worked out for me.
Yeah. Anyways, mom and Bailey haven't talked in a really long time.
Did they ever expect to talk?
No.
Okay, so should we talk about, okay, I have some notes from our morning conversations. We really just need to start recording the morning convos because that's when Paige is in peak form.
True.
She's like really fired up. She's like,
I'm on one.
Yeah. But we were talking about, okay, here's three notes and I want you to decipher them because I was just like.
First, happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Thank you.
We all watched, well, besides Bailey, sorry, you work like.
No, she's seen it.
Oh yeah, you did see it. Yeah. But we watched it from the comfort of her home today. Mom, what did you think?
I thought it was really good.
Talking really the microphone.
I yeah, thought it was really good.
Oh, no, hold on.
That's it?
Like, tell us what you thought about it.
Whatever you say, Paige is going to get mad at you.
No, I'm not. I thought the costuming was amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. I'm obsessed with her boots.
Which boots?
The
Midnights. Mom wants a pair of the Midnights.
I want a pair of Midnights boots.
And I told mom all of her shoes were custom Christian Louboutin. And I think we all need the Midnights boots.
And I loved the song choices because I knew probably 90%.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, you knew all of the songs. Thank you for adding in that details. This is a podcast, you know, so we just need to like talk.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you two talk so much, it's really hard to get a word in edgewise.
Well, you're really like muted today. Like you're like trying to be so like.
It's because calm. She sees the lights. So she says, "Lights, camera, lights, action!
Lights, camera, and me without a stitch of makeup."
That's she just flew in from
her arms are tired. Wait, I was watching like clips from Drop Dead Gorgeous today because just so you guys know, I'm on a soup fast right now, so I'm like literally like. I like how we go from like talking about like my weight gain to like me being on a soup fest. But we were obsessed with the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous when we were little, which honestly, looking back now, you didn't let us watch MTV, but like the movie choices we watched were like just as bad.
Probably.
Remember you bringing Bailey and Bailey's friend?
Oh my God. To no.
Me, myself, no. and Irene.
I really thought it was going to be like Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
I really did. It was not.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Who was
the female lead in that?
I don't remember.
Me either.
But Drop Dead Gorgeous is like, there's so many.
Renee
like,
Zellweger? Maybe.
Anyways. Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But like, I was watching clips and they're like, Denise Richards is talking about like shooting people in the head. And they're like saying like the R word. The main, one of the ex pageant queens is like, very anorexic and she's like in a hospital room, she's like and then
is it based in Wisconsin, where is it?
Minnesota.
Is it
South Dakota? Oh, or no, Minnesota, because no, they're like St. Paul is like the big town that okay. they talk about. Mount Rose. But the anorexic girl, like one of the scenes, she was like, Jesus Amber, she's skinny, not deaf. It's just like such a good movie. It's but so I was real, I was like talking to Paige earlier and I was like, my energy was draining and I was like, I feel like the girl from Drop Dead Gorgeous. Mount Rose.
And here's the thing, if you guys haven't seen it, most of you probably haven't, go stream it.
Yeah,
Drop Dead Gorgeous,
you need to watch it. Denise Richards, Kirsten Dunst, Ellen Barkin, Kirstie Alley, Brittany Murphy, Amy Adams.
Yeah, I totally forgot
Amy Adams.
Same.
Even the Mount Rose, the anorexic girl in there, she's like somebody famous.
Yeah.
okay. So back to like what I was talking about before, when we were on our call, I have two notes that I need deciphering. Everyone's annoying on vacation. I think that's what we were talking about. Like Taylor, we'll get to that.
Okay.
The cool, but annoying.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay. Cool. But okay. Because that happened because I was telling you that I was telling Patrick the other day that, like, Patrick, isn't it crazy that I am the coolest person you know, yes. but also the most annoying person you know? And then you were like, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I think you need to get yourself a girl who can do both, who can be, like, really fun, cool, chill, have a great time, and also annoy the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. I am, like, constantly, I'm like the coolest girl Mr. Roberts has ever met in his life, and at the same time I am constantly annoying the fuck out of him.
Yeah,
like he is like, will you ever shut up? I've started doing mouth taping at night to go to sleep.
For your wrinkles?
No, because it's supposed to like help you sleep better, which it does.
Oh, I thought it was for like mouth like wrinkles or something.
No, it's so you breathe out of your nose and you have like a deeper sleep, which it is so life-changingly amazing. And he last night was like, when are you going to put on your mouth tape, like, please?
Because you wouldn't stop talking.
Yes.
What, mom, what qualities of yourself do you think dad finds really cool and then dad finds really annoying?
I think he's annoyed because I always think I'm right.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Obviously Jade does too. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Football.
Probably football.
Yeah, because you're kind of a pick me girl.
Well, we
don't think I'm a pick me girl.
Okay, the only reason she's not a pick me girl, like, we think she's a pick me girl because like we aren't as into football, right? She's actually into football, so it's not, if you're actually into it, you're not pick me. If you're trying to be into it, like if it were me being like, oh yeah, look at that, this is Mama Thanksgiving. Oh, go Bears. Oh, get him. Yeah. Oh man.
But at least I know what offsides. They're doing.
Okay.
And that's, I've been good. Following it since I was a little kid.
Okay.
This is how I bonded with my dad.
Oh. Okay.
Over the Cowboys.
R.I.P.
Daddy issues coming to play.
R.I.P. Papa Baldy.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not to just like completely pivot real quick. I was just going to like get Bailey's input over here. What do you think your coolest quality that Styx finds in you and the most annoying?
Oh, gosh. I think, well, the thing that I like about Styx is that he likes what most people would find the most annoying about me. He likes. So when I have a random kick, like when I wanted to learn how to can all the stuff, I was like, okay, now I have to make a giant broth and then I have to get all the jars and I have to do all that. He's like, wow, it's so cool that you want to learn how to do all this. Let's get all the stuff. So he thinks that it's cool. I don't know that I'm a boomer. Like he likes all of that.
Because he's also
boomer.
Yeah, he's also such a boomer. Like, whenever he was living here, we would, you know, be working from home and randomly just like talk when we needed a little break from work. And he's like, yeah, I'm just like on Craigslist. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? Why are you on Craigslist? And he's like,
he loves Craigslist.
He loves it. Like, that's such a boomer thing. He is
Craig.
He is Craig. And, but I do think you're right. Like, your like random interests would be something that he would like. I can see that. What do you think he thinks is annoying?
I think that I know that it's annoying that when I wake up now, I have to eat breakfast right away because he doesn't really eat breakfast.
That's just annoying.
Honestly, that's just he's like, life. Well,
Bailey's the queen of like, my breath smells bad in the morning. Like, it's just like, he's like,
truly, I have to eat breakfast when I wake up.
It's annoying that I eat breakfast when I wake up.
Okay, but he doesn't eat breakfast. So then it's like I get all this stuff out and it's like a whole thing. And also, I'm just like really tired all the time.
Well, I don't like you have a really demanding job.
I know. I know.
Yeah, I know. Bailey has really bad breath in the morning is what it sounds like.
Paige and I are like, okay, how can we list all of the things that are annoying about
us? There's just like things where I can be in the middle of actively being so annoying and I'm so aware how annoying I'm being and I can't tone it down.
No, I can't stop.
And I can't stop until I'm completely done and then it's like, sorry, that was so annoying.
Oh, the other day, talk about annoying. I like thought my nail girl was going to kill me. So I get Russian manicures, which are like the best thing. Your nails stay forever. And so it's like such a big decision when you go in there because like you're going to have these nails for like 4 to 6 weeks. And so I'm in there and I'm like, okay, like, am I going to feel adventurous today? I'm like, okay, I'm thinking red with a little smiley face on my like my ring fingers. And she's like, okay, cool. She's prepping it. And I was like, actually, what about angels on like nude with angels? She's like, okay, I have stickers that are angel stickers. So I'm like picking out all the stickers. And she's like, oh, let's do like clouds behind it. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And then in my mind, I'm like,
you're like, I'm not an angel.
No, I'm not an angel girl. I'm not an angel girl. And I see her put it on my nail and I was like, ugh. And then she puts it on a second nail and I'm like, and then she puts it on a third nail and I'm like, can we please stop? I hate this. And she's like, okay, we can take it off. It's fine. I was like, I'll pay for whatever you just did. And she's like, okay. And I was like, okay, let's do the red nail. She goes to prep the red nail. And I was like, can you just do the nude with like the chrome? I was like, I am sorry. I am the most annoying person. I was having like the biggest mental struggle in my brain that day.
Okay.
Wait, you were having a hard time making a decision?
Yeah. Because I'm shocking. A Libra.
Shocking.
Oh, was that a dig at me?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Give more digs, Mom.
This is fun. It was truly like I like could not stop, but I was like I can't.
Do you have more to say about this morning?
Oh,
because I was gonna change the subject real quick, but you can.
Okay, the last thing I was gonna say about it this morning was that, and we're gonna lose her. But okay, you know when you go on vacation with somebody and like. Everyone has one annoying thing they do on vacation. Like, so you can have a friend and you're like, oh, I love this person. Like, there's nothing annoying about them. Then you go on vacation. You're like, oh, that's the thing. Cause you live with them for like 4 days. And it's like Taylor Swift has that quality. What is it?
Okay. So I think the funny part was when Jade first brought that to me, my first response
Paige was like, go on.
I said, obviously Taylor Swift is annoying, right? Like every single person is annoying at some point in their life, right? And it's not just like, oh, I'm going through an annoying phase. It's like it's like just part of their like everyone has like an annoying thing. And I was like, you know what? I bet Taylor's annoying thing is like she's too
read. Like, she's too smart. Like, she, her vocabulary.
She's too well read, not too read.
Well, clearly I'm not. That's the whole point.
She I was has thinking really like the album Red. That's what I was thinking.
No. I'm thinking like she's too smart. Like she's like she at this point in her life, she writes so many songs. So she just, you know, just reads so many books, knows so many things. And so whenever she's describing a situation, it's like she's going to use words like Bailey uses. And I'm like, that was cool. You know what I mean? And she's just using these like amazing, like descriptive, you like think SAT words.
That's the annoying thing on vacation.
That is what I thought. And then the look on your face, I was like, oh, that's not what she thinks.
You're like, oh my God, you know what the most annoying thing about Taylor Swift is?
She's so smart.
She's so smart and so perfect. She's so pretty. It'd be so hard to be around her.
You're like fully brainwashed in a cult.
Okay, so what do you think her most annoying quality is?
I think that
is?
She probably would be like, kind of like
singing too much.
She'd probably be singing to herself, I think.
And or she'd be like, sorry, hold on, I just had an idea.
Or she'd be like hunching around in the kitchen.
Why a little is she too hunching? Much? Because
she has a little hunchback.
Like Bailey with the...
Whoa.
But like, I think
she would be like just kind of like... I think she would be like a little too like... Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop. What do you mean?
So speaking of Bailey in pictures, can we talk about the Paris picture?
Oh, what? I'm a little gremlin. I'm the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mom, this is a podcast. They can't see.
Well,
you're going to have to show them.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to.
You have a mouse in your pocket?
You're going to have to show them. Because it's so funny.
Well, can we stay on track of like the conversation?
Okay, fine.
Yes. Okay, what would your guys annoying... What do you think your annoying thing is on vacation?
What do you, I just want to hear from at least Bailey real quick with what she thinks Taylor Swift's annoying thing is.
I think she would be fake breezy, like, oh, I don't care what we do, but she cares. Like looked up all the places that we should go and all the things that we should do. But we could do anything.
Yeah.
And it's like
she's type A, but she's trying to be type B.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's what I think. Okay, you know how they do that big 4th of July party every year? So I bet all of Taylor's friends stay together. And that's when like all of her friends, like the different groups come together. Like Selena, her high school friend, we're calling her the high school friend. Then Haim, her college friends, you know, they're her college friends. And then like, who else? We had Carly, whatever. You guys know the crew.
Blake.
Blake's like her friend that she made post-grad that like everyone's obsessed with.
Yeah.
Who was another one that we said that was... that person for her? Then there's like, okay, anyways, so I feel like everyone would be so low-key annoyed with Selena, but they could not say anything to Taylor. They'd be like, God, Selena's
why
like,
is that Taylor's fault?
It's not Taylor's fault. I'm just saying, I bet that's the dynamic on their group trips whenever she like brings all of her friends
also
together.
I don't know, I love Selena, so I don't know
you
what
do
yeah
oh my God,
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
That was like our first big controversy.
Yeah, that was like
the I know joke. I just know Selena Gomez is like the annoying no, friend but the, and Taylor's okay, friend group.
No, I think that we would find her annoying, but the reason they are still friends and the reason why we do need to like put some respect on her name is because she is a real one and she is loyal.
I'm not saying anything like super deep about
but
Selena. No,
but I'm saying that is why she's still there. She's always gonna be there. Like she's never going anywhere. Like she, because like I feel like I am the annoying friend that's so loyal and so real, and it's like I'm not going, like I'm going to like help you hide the body, I'm gonna like ride or die, I'm gonna be with you through like all the phases of life, and like also I'm kind of fucking annoying. So like but like people take it because like I'm such a good friend.
I know, but I think like your annoying is way different than Selena's annoying. Like I think Taylor has worked so hard to make herself not like feel like a child star. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Selena is just like a child star. Like that, like I
think she's stuck in that moment.
Yeah, like I think she all the things that come with being a child star, like I think that's her. And I think that she doesn't even know what it's like to be normal, nor does she try. And I think she maybe she tries a little bit.
I was going to say,
just for you, Selena.
I was going to say she tries, but like no one else can see anything besides Wizards of Waverly Place
or Justin Bieber, which brings me to my next thing I wanted to talk about. Are we done with this one yet?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
On to the next.
Speaking of Selena, she is now dating Benny Blanco. Do you know who Benny Blanco is? And you don't even know it.
I don't.
Benny Blanco has produced like every single hot song like you've heard of. Like he is like the producer of producers.
No. Max Martin has produced every hot song that they've heard of.
But Benny Blanco has too.
Okay.
He's like,
what flavor? Tell me what this is.
Okay, well, I wasn't prepared. But okay, while I'm looking this up, so Selena Gomez is dating Benny Blanco. And the interesting thing about this is that Benny Blanco is actually friends with Justin Bieber.
And actually has previously stated that talks like a little bit of shit, a little bit of light shit on Selena Gomez. Like when she was dating Justin Bieber, he was like saying something like, oh, she's just like a cookie cutter, basically like a basic girl. Like she's nothing to write home about, you know? But now like they're dating, and guess what? She's wearing a ring on her ring finger that has a B on it,
and she keeps showing it to
Selena
everyone.
Selena Gomez, there's no B in Selena Gomez. Benny Blanco, BBB.
He produced Shattered Glass by Britney Spears.
Shattered Glass.
But that's not one of
his songs. That's not a hit.
Teenage Dreams, I Found You by Calvin Harris, Dynamite, Tayo Cruz. I put my hands up in the air sometimes. Calvin Harris. Love Yourself, Justin Bieber. Let's see.
So basically, Benny's eating his words.
No, I don't think he's eating his words. I think he's just like, Selena's fucking hot. Let's go.
True. And I think hopefully he's eating his words. Because what I think is, I don't know this man, and I'm sorry to this man, but And I don't know this relationship, and I could be very wrong to say this. I just don't think it's, and I don't know why. I just don't think it's like super genuine.
You don't think he has pure intentions?
Yeah.
It feels very Hollywood.
Yeah. I think that they were two young people that were around each other at the right time. And it's like, oh, you're single, I'm single. Like, yeah, like let's start hanging out. And then it's kind of like, remember my COVID relationship?
Yeah.
It's like, it's so easy to find common ground with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, if you try, it's so easy to find that common ground. And I feel like that's what this is.
Especially when it's, like, made so easy for you. Like, they're both probably just like, oh, we're both singers. We're both rich. Like, let's fucking hang out.
Yeah, I hope that she's happy. The only thing is I feel like she's not because of how defensive she's being over this relationship. It's really kind of like me and Tyson. It's like protecting this relationship at all costs. For why?
Her Instagram comments the other day were insane.
Like she was famous, fighting with like her fans.
Someone that's famous should not have access to their Instagram like that. Who's that like unhinged in the comments?
Well, like, so she... For Bailey and for mom. But like people were saying, they weren't even saying anything bad. I can't remember what the comment was, but it was something like
probably the stuff we're saying right now.
But kind of like, wait, what? Like, is this real or something like that? And she's like, if you can't accept this, then like, I don't need you as a fan. Like, it's just like, one, why are you responding to that? You know? Like you are Selena Gomez. I don't know if you still are, but at one point you had the most followers on Instagram. Like, you don't need to respond. And I think it was a fan account. Like, it wasn't even like her account or something.
Yeah.
So it's just a little odd. And it's like, why are we protecting this so much?
Because this is the year of her running off stage to go kiss her man, too.
True. Oh, my God.
Bailey.
Bailey. This is why we keep you around.
Glad to be here.
Okay. Also, I don't think Travis Kelce is throwing Taylor a birthday party.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, it might not be until Sunday, like till the weekend, because he's playing. The Chiefs play the Patriots in New England, so like they're going to be in the area. But
when does he play?
I think it's on Sunday.
I hate when Instagram just doesn't tell you, like, they're like, link in bio for why. It's like, Travis Kelce won't be in NYC with Taylor for her birthday.
He probably has to practice.
Yeah, he's got a lot to do. He's got a job.
Yeah, and she respects that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Travis Kelce's game?
Yeah, as a girl who loves football.
So, the Chiefs have had a great couple of...
Speaking to your microphone.
The Chiefs have had a great couple years running, they're all getting a little
big for their
past their prime.
They're in their flop era, as they say.
Not flop, but they're getting older. Like, they can't perform in certain ways that they have before. And they're struggling a little bit this year. And everyone's going to blame it on Kelsey being distracted with Taylor, but I think that's a bunch of BS.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom. You heard it here first. It's a bunch of BS if it's blamed on Taylor.
This is what I think about that. Now, if we're talking about football.
Yeah.
I think it's very annoying to hear.
Annoying.
To hear that people make a big deal that Taylor showed up to a football game. Why is that different than when Jack Nicholson would show up to watch the Lakers?
Right, right.
Or anybody else, Jay-Z, when he goes and watches a basketball game. It's the same thing. Well, why are we pinpointing or like bashing her for showing up to support someone that she cares about in their sport?
Thank you for saying that, because the other thing is it's not her fault. It's, to your point, it's just like another celebrity going to another professional game.
Exactly.
But why, so then why are the cameramen going on to Taylor between every single play? Why is the NFL making all these changes? That's not Taylor.
It's the NFL trying to,
and that's fine. Like, honestly, props to the NFL for like trying to capitalize on this moment. But like, the hate that Taylor, people being like, Taylor Swift she's ruining the NFL.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
If anything, she's making the NFL welcome, relevant again.
You're welcome, NFL.
Yeah, and
the person of the year,
she's just going she's to helping see it. A person play, and it should not be a deal.
She's helping the NFL.
I think the NFL's doing all right.
She's putting the NFL, honestly, on her back.
Truly.
She's putting it on the map. She's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think she put Travis Kelce on the map. She's putting the NFL on her back.
Yeah. Like, right. She's like, oh, you guys need to sell out stadiums?
Again, I think that's a little much. I think the NFL was all right.
No, but let's be real. What Jade just said, Taylor Swift sells out those same fields.
With
those
same one arenas. Person. And
she has to come back multiple nights because she can't help but continue to sell it out.
She's like, oh, fuck. Like,
the NFL has one son. Honestly, what is it? Like, actually, 16 weeks?
It's 18. 18?
Okay, 18.
And that's before playoffs.
Okay, thank you. So 18 weeks, honey, I'm telling you, each of those games ain't sold out.
And you know what I love is that,
and she can't even use the whole field because she can't use what's behind her.
Right. But she would if she could.
She would if she could.
But the thing about the NFL fans being so upset, they're like, we just want to watch football, our sacred sport that is not dramatic. And Taylor Swift's so dramatic. And like, meanwhile, football is like the most dramatic sport ever. Like, it's like all these men running into each other. It's like gladiator times. They're like hitting each other so hard, giving each other concussions. And like, Taylor's just putting on a show with talent. Like, there's pure talent without like any drama.
What? Like, it's hard?
Like, it's hard to do 3.5 hours, 44 songs? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had some other things to say, but should we start going to the listener?
Well, you say what you need to say.
Okay. Well, the only other things that I wanted to say besides Taylor Swift, because I'm obsessed.
You are?
Yeah. That's so. Oh, also, I ordered a mini Christmas tree that will be here on Friday, and the reason for that purchase is because I ordered this advent calendar from Amazon, and don't do it because all of these ornaments were ornaments for ants, and they're so tiny, they're like maybe the size of my eyeball, and so I needed the mini tree.
But they looked like earrings.
They looked like earrings, and and like there was. Like some of the ornaments were supposed to be like, oh, like Houston, whatever date, you know, it's supposed to say like the date and place of her tour.
Is this a Taylor Swift
advent calendar? But it's not from the Taylor Swift store. It was like from Amazon that I saw some girl. She was like, some girl on TikTok was like, I purchased this on Amazon. And I, instead of waiting for her to get it to see what it was like, I just was like, I need that as well. And I got one for me and for Taylor Clark.
Oh, you were at the house when you did that.
Yeah, and it came in, and it's not great. Like,
it'll have like the little earring ornament, and then it says like custom place, custom time. Like they didn't care to like fill it in. Anyways, I am excited because I'm gonna put my little friendship bracelets on it too with the ones that I like.
Make your friendship bracelets, make the moment.
But amazing. Off of Taylor Swift, I just wanted to say, have you guys and mom really loves Luke Combs. Did you hear about what happened today with the lawsuit?
No.
Jade, did you?
Yes.
Bailey?
No.
Okay. So there was a lawsuit. So Luke Combs has his team, right? And a lot of artists have their team where they go after these like big companies that try to like, you know, sell
license infringement.
Yeah. Like with like their name. Well, and they don't go after small businesses like Etsy type things, whatever. However, that's like something that is technically Luke is the main guy, right? He's the guy on top, but it's like he's not involved in the nitty gritty, right? Well, apparently this woman who is she's a one woman show, right? Like she was making these tumblers. She went and saw Luke Combs. She like really loved the show. So she started making these Luke Combs tumblers. Well, his team somehow, even though they're supposed to go after these like multi-million dollar like companies, like somehow like her name gets in the mix and like there's this lawsuit out for her. But this woman also had, I think, cancer or something, like some kind of like cancer or surgery, to where she has like a lot of medical bills now. She hasn't been home in a really long time. So she finally comes home. She looks in her email to find out that not only is there a lawsuit, but the lawsuit is like done and over with, and she lost this lawsuit and she owes Luke Combs like $250,000 or something like that.
Oh, geez.
And so Luke Combs, here's why he is just like such a fucking real one. He wakes up at like 5 a.m. probably to take a little poop because he says he's going to the bathroom, and he's, you know, brings his phone in the bathroom. That's why I think it's a little poop, because that's what dad does. And
TikTok.
And he sees that just so many people have sent him this news story. There was this one news station in her town that ran this story, like this local woman who had cancer or something, like she gets sued by Luke Combs for $250,000, blah blah blah, like she can't pay these bills. She has this Amazon account that like $5,500 is locked in the Amazon account because she lost this lawsuit. She can't get that money back from Amazon. And so Luke is like getting all of these messages sent to him, and he's like, what is going on? So then he's reaching out to his team. He's like, did we sue this woman? And he basically finds out what I had said, like, yes, technically his team sued that woman, but unintentionally. It was supposed to be these like really big companies that just try to like profit off of artists, not just Luke Combs. But anyways, this man goes above and beyond.
This man,
he goes above and beyond. First of all, he makes, 2 hours later, he's making this video in a response to this lawsuit, not scripted. He's sitting there just kind of talking. He's like, okay, you know, I woke up at 5, saw this happen, trying to contact these people, talk to my lawyers, whatever. And he's like, so I finally talked to the woman. He talked to the woman this morning, and she's like, yep, I have like $5,500 stuck in Amazon that's frozen. And he's like, cool, I'm going to double it and send it to you right now. Sends her $11,000 immediately. Wow. And then he's like, okay, so this whole thing happened over these tumblers that you made. I'm gonna put tumblers on my own, like Luke Combs merch, and all of those proceeds are gonna go to this woman and her medical care.
Oh my gosh.
Like literally, like, so all he really probably like should have done, like, was like maybe possibly required, is like, oh, this lawsuit was on accident, like, you know, it's out the window, don't need to do anything. And like, no, not only that, but like, I'm going to, like, your Amazon account is frozen, I'm going to double that today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put this tumbler up on my website, and all of the proceeds from this tumbler go to you.
That just shows, like, it is not hard to be a good person and help people out when you're famous. Like, that is just one thing he did, literally sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. Imagine like these other people.
Well, and the thing that's like, I think
he always felt like a little bit of an underdog also.
Yeah.
Getting to see him in Nashville when that song, Hurricane?
Yes.
First came out, and it was him and one guy sitting back in the corner CMA Fest?
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing that, and everybody started singing the chorus to that song, and his face, like, it was so exciting to see it light up.
He looked shocked.
He was, and he looked at his buddy who was playing guitar with him, and they both just got these huge grins on their face, and he was like, they know my song. And then to see him, like, grow out of that, and now to know that he's still just a really good, grounded person.
Yeah, and I think the part that he needed to make clear, and he did, he's like, I'm not a greedy person. Yes, I have my team that goes after these companies.
But they need that.
And he's not the only artist that, like, every artist does that.
But if Luke Combs and, like, Taylor and everyone else didn't do that, like, there's so many corporations that can make so much money. And even, like, smaller yet big companies profiting off, like, there's, like, small businesses that are making $100,000 off of one sweatshirt that they're selling on, like, TikTok shop has Taylor's stuff. And Taylor technically could and probably should go after those people, because that's Taylor's words, that's her art. You shouldn't really be profiting that much off of someone else's likeness. Mm-hmm. However, like, this was a very nice thing for him to do.
Yeah, it was. I love this man. Do you remember when we saw Luke Combs?
I do remember
him. Do you remember how much I cried?
Yes.
And do you remember
sobbing?
Do you remember what you did for us?
I got us invited backstage.
What'd you do? Little just, flashy?
No, I just looked really hot.
She looked really hot, and she talked to our person. She said, hey, do you know where the bathroom is?
You know where the bathroom is that the band uses?
I gotta go do something mysterious.
And then he looked at her, and he was like,
you know where I can go drop off some timber?
He was like, who are you here with? And she's like, my sister. And you have to understand, this was right off the breakup of me and Tyson.
We were unhinged.
Tyson bought the tickets for me and him, but he broke up with me in September, and this was in December. The concert was in December. And so he gave me the tickets. He said, you should go with Bailey. And I said, thank you. He was like, because I bought these for you. And I was like, thank you. So, and they were not only floor, it's not like floor Taylor, like we were at the stage. Yeah. Like they were floor pit. Like we were
what venue?
San Antonio? Somewhere in San Antonio. Like we were Luke Combs. Like if he sweat, we got it. Like we were right there. But like I was crying for every single song. Like at one point there was this woman who like looked next to me. She said, honey, he's not worth it. Like I was not well, and Bailey's like such a trooper, because one, we were still having a good time in my opinion, and she's just like acknowledging that I'm crying, but also like I'm acknowledging you. She like, I also don't like want all the attention of like, oh, you're crying, blah blah blah. So it's like, oh, kind of like, but like she's also enjoying the concert, which is like the point. Anyways, and then she comes back with, she's like, look, and she has these like two little, like,
do you think this is real?
Yeah. And she's like, do you think these are real? And I was like, oh. I was like, how did you get these? She's like, I don't know, I asked some guy about like the bathroom, and he gave us these like backstage passes for afterwards.
Did you meet Luke?
No, but one of my other ex-boyfriends was there trying to get in, and he like name dropped me to get into this backstage.
We like heard him trying to get in, and he was like, oh, I know them.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the same ex-boyfriend that like acted like he didn't know you another time.
Yeah,
he's constantly picking and choosing when he picks it.
He's like,
oh, but wait, did he get in?
He got, well, for a minute, and then someone came up to me and was like, do you actually know him? And I was like, I mean, yeah, I know him.
A funny story about that ex-boyfriend though is one, like, I think it was one of the only times, well, it's been so long since we've all brought home a guy for the holidays, and that was back when my ex and Bailey's ex were like, they were like kind of homies, And they were both making fun of your ex-boyfriend because he did not know how to play basketball. He was like the artsy one.
Yeah.
And me and Bailey's exes are like the bros.
Like, they're like, he can't play basketball.
He can't play basketball, fucking loser.
And look at his jump shot.
Yeah, but your ex really was so embarrassingly bad at basketball. Like the way he would jump, it was just kind of like
a little. It was kind of like me trying to bond with the boys.
Yeah, but so like he sad. Couldn't. He's like, does anyone have a guitar so I can sing about my feelings?
Okay, but you want to know who loves that ex? Mom.
Really?
You saw him all the time on accident.
On accident. Yes. Well, I just walked into, it was Aunt Stacy. Aunt Stacy.
Talking to the microphone.
Aunt Stacy and I were walking down Austin and we
heard live music. Shout out Aunt Stacy. Walking down Austin.
We're like, hey, let's pop in. There's some live music. And all of a sudden I hear, hello, Mrs. Brandt. I looked up and
I honestly don't think I would even know what he looks like anymore.
But that literally happened like 3 times. Like, Mom, you ran into him like several times.
Yeah.
It's which weird. Was so weird.
Well, that brings us to one of the listener questions. What is your least favorite boyfriends of ours? Please don't use
don't say names.
But use like context clues. You could say my husband.
Tyson.
Duh.
Okay, so that's the answer. Tyson.
No, but like, just name some other ones that you fucking hated.
High school for Bailey.
That's what I thought.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Bubbles?
That's the best nickname for him. Bubbles.
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 Yeah, Paige and I also hated Bubbles. We like... We were like,
we all disliked Bubbles.
At the gym,
and we were like literally circling him like we were like hyenas.
And he's like, what? He's like, if you guys are going to say something, just say something. Just say it. We're just like walking around his equipment.
You guys are wacko.
Bubbles is like getting scared.
Bubbles is pissing his little pants at the weight rack.
He finally's like, come on, just say it. If you're going to say something, say it. We were like, fine, we'll say it, Bubbles.
Fine, Bubbles, you little bitch. Bubbles is such a good nickname. Okay, who else?
Bubbles.
Even though I never met him, I'm going to say Colorado.
Hell oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, he's trouble. You don't hate my ex-boyfriend or husband?
I wouldn't say hate.
Yeah.
Pity.
Feel like kind of.
I mean, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah. I loved Mark so much.
I think you're the only one.
But like
when I loved him.
Yeah. Like we loved I sent Mark.
Him a care package.
Oh, that's to, nice.
Yeah.
But like
to the place he went away to
when he was away for a while.
To the farm that he ran to.
The farm.
The farm up north.
Ugh. Okay, oh, let me see.
Wait, I have a question. Hold on. One second.
It would have been a shame if Jade said her question while you were finding.
Couldn't possibly. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
As a mom of 3 boys, I want your poor mom's best advice to survive the teenage years.
Oh, God.
So she has 3 boys. You have 3 girls, but like teenagers. Help her out.
So I think boys are different, especially teenage years than girls. You guys were combative with me.
Who was the most combative?
You.
That was a quick answer.
I think we all knew that answer.
I think we all know you were the most combative.
But I think boys like try more like dangerous things.
Yeah.
I think they're a little...
Like motorcycles?
Well, like cars, and they just tend to be a little more rambunctious.
Yeah, like we were doing dangerous stuff, but like I think boys
by trusting dangerous boys.
Exactly. But like also like girls, we kind of look out for each other a little bit more. Like guys, they're kind of like always trying to one up each other, especially at the age they don't have like their frontal lobe.
They don't think things through. Like I think girls do think a little bit more. They're just mouthier. I think boys are more physical. They get more in physical harm.
Yeah.
And I think girls get harmed by dumb boys.
So basically you're just saying good
I just
luck.
Say, you know, there's a lot of tools out there nowadays that you can keep track of them,
track their phone.
Okay, let's talk about that. What would you do? Because I was a teenager, like, I would say 2002 to 2006 was, like, my peak teenage years.
Okay,
when I was in high school.
Did you have a finishing thought? Or was that, like, your, like, there's tools out there to, like, track?
To keep up with them, just as, you know, keep in contact with their parents, make sure everybody's on the same page, you know where they're going, what they're doing as best you can.
Yeah. Yeah. You were really big on the, can I talk to their parent?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, they don't.
Well, actually, for me, I'd be like, yeah, sure, here's their.
I'm like, yeah, hold on. She was asking me to talk to the parent. And then my friend would be like, hello, hello. Or I'd have, like, one of their older boyfriends who's, like, way too old to be dating them be like, here you go.
Hey, you're the oldest one here. Can you talk to my mom?
Talk to my mom.
She needs to talk to an adult.
That's so funny.
Okay, anyways, back to what you were saying.
Okay, so I was going to say, like, so my peak, like, my high school years, 2002 to 2006, there wasn't, like, a really good way to track me back then. However, you did. But, like, what kind of things did you do? Like, what kind of tricks?
Yours was a little bit harder. So AIM chat was kind of the thing.
Yeah, that's when you stalked my AIM chat and then you found out all the
secrets.
I didn't
really stalk it. I checked it like a responsible parent would do.
Interesting.
And found out the things you were doing. And
okay. So that's how you found out about like all the parties I threw.
Mostly, yeah.
Okay, there's also this really funny story that... So if you guys aren't getting... picking up on this, but I was the one who hated rules, and I really was like such
and yet Jade's the one who says everyone was so hard on me growing up.
They were, because like if I didn't have
but I hated rules.
I know, but like I would try to be cool with mom and like try to ask her things,
and she'd be like, hey, don't go drinking underage, and I'd be like,
no, that was like the one thing she's
stupid.
No, she'd be, that was the one thing I was honest with her about, because she would come pick me up.
Yeah, because she didn't want you to die.
I know. So, okay. So,
horrible me.
So, no. But this is, like, something that was kind of stupid that she did. Okay. So, so one time.
You know what I can't wait for? I cannot wait for Jade to have a child.
My child's going to be exactly like Hank. He's going to be so good.
Your child is going to be exactly like you, and I am going to love every second.
No, I think you wasted the good soul on Hank, and then the next child
is going to be me. The next one's gonna
it's
be
gonna be
me.
Tiger. Oh
well, yeah, you're gonna get Tiger.
Oh no. Okay, so anyways, one time I called my mom and I was like, hey, can you call me out for lunch? I really want to go off campus for lunch, and I also have to do an errand. I have to go get like some money out of the bank for something for school. And what did you say?
No.
And what did I do?
Left school.
Anyways, and so then, of course, I go up to the burger place. What was that burger place called? Snarf's?
So these are two different times, by the way.
No, I know.
These are two
different
times.
This is the most crazy. This is when you were deranged. Okay.
You started it.
Okay.
First of all, you didn't say, I need to leave school to run an errand.
I said, I want to go get lunch, and I have some shit I need to do.
And you said, I want to go off campus to lunch. It was not allowed, and I said, no.
But you could have signed me out. That's what I was annoyed with.
But why the fuck are you expecting her to sign you out when you're not supposed to leave for lunch? So you're expecting mom to go out of her day to call the school and be like, hey, can my daughter go out for lunch? I'm signing her out. Like, no, like you are unhinged for that.
So then I go and I just walk off campus, like, and I go get in my car with one of my friends. And we go, oh, wait, this is two different stories.
This is two different stories. Both times.
Okay. So first time I go to lunch and I'm sitting in line at the burger place. And
what mom, burger place?
It's the one that was right by Starbucks. That's now the Summer Moon. What's it called?
Yeah, it's not there anymore. It was called Chaps.
Chaps. And all of a sudden mom walks up behind me and she's like, hi, what are you doing here? And I was like, a chill ran down my spine and I was like, fuck.
Because of course, you're 0.2 miles away from our house. So why would mom ever be here?
I know. So I was like, fuck.
But the funny thing is I never went to Chaps.
I know. I can't believe you were there.
Wait, mom, was that an accident?
Totally an accident. I had no idea.
Happenstance.
No idea.
Yeah, you weren't stalking me. I truly believe you just, because I didn't tell you where it was going and I could have gone anywhere. It was weird. So then, okay, that was one time. Then a separate time. This is when I called her, and I think I did tell you I needed to run an errand, and you said no.
Yeah, because you're in high school. What fucking errand do you need to run?
I need to get some money out. Okay, not because that badly.
You needed to buy something. Didn't you have to buy something to give it to your teacher so you could get out of a test or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, like, again, your fault.
Exactly, but I had to try to make it up. So,
and mom says,
sucks to suck. Mom said, you should have thought about that earlier. And I said, sorry. Anyways, okay, so me and my guy friend, I'm like, okay, get in the car. We're going to go get money. And so I like drive to Chase and I'm like pulling in and I'm like, I'm trapped at this moment. As soon as I see mom's car, there was nowhere for me to go because I was like,
and I go to the bank at the same time.
And she's fucking at the bank at the same time. And there's nowhere for me to go but just through.
So, and say how inconspicuous your car was.
And no, this is when I had the Mitsubishi.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like in an eclipse. So I'm like, I'm just going to drive through and just like hope that she doesn't see me. And of course, this
put
bitch
on, put on a glove. When you're putting your little I'm arm like, out the window.
I think it was my friend Will. I was like, Will, put your fucking head down right now. And so I'm like driving like this. And of course she sees me and she probably left her money in the fucking tube.
It's still there.
She was on my tail. And I was like, fuck, she's following me. And she's calling my like.
Yeah, because she doesn't have school. She's like, I can go back to the fucking
she's
ATM.
Like, she's like, bitch, I have time. I'm a stay-at-home mom. So then I'm like,
I felt like Cruella de Vil.
No, literally you were. You were the Wicked Witch of the East. You were like, dee, 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 dee,
dee. Like I just felt like my hands were like this, not like.
So we are going through the back roads of Keller, which are like, it's like country roads, like not really like well paved, super bumpy. I'm going like 60 miles an hour because I don't fucking care. I'm like, what's a speeding ticket? I don't care.
Wait, right past the high school.
Right past the high school. Cops everywhere. Like literally, Keller.
And I'm laying on my horn.
She's, no, I'm trying to lose you through the back roads and then I cannot lose you. You are on my tail and you have like this Suburban and I swear you were probably catching so much air from the way I was driving because I went specifically down a road that had like a huge bump that I knew that the Suburban would like it would
take a while.
Yeah, but no, she found me. So then I'm like going our high school is like kind of divided by a road and I like go and I park and I'm like sitting in my car and me and Will are ducked in the car.
And he's like, please, answer just, and I'm calling you.
And I'm like deny. I'm like, just do not answer her call. No, he's like, please just answer it. Because he was truly like just a friend and he just like knows mom and he's like, please, I do not want to be associated
now
with you.
He is like your hostage.
He's terrified.
And he's like, please, I know how crazy your mom is. Please just answer the phone. And I'm like, shut up, Will. Shut the fuck up.
That is not an option.
I'm like, Will, shut up.
Don't answer my fucking phone, Will.
And we're like, I did have that reputation, though, with your guys' friends.
I know. Mom, because we'll get to another story later. But I'm like literally crouched in the car waiting for minutes, like probably 10 minutes. And then as soon as me and Will get out of the car, I'm like, just run across the street. Mom comes around the corner and she's laying on the horn, screaming out the side of the window. And I'm like, Will, run. And Will's like,
run.
No, Will's like stopped in the middle of the street. Miss Brandt, I'm sorry.
He's like, I did it. It's me. I'm sorry.
And he like gets on his knees and he
puts his hands up behind his head.
And please I'm don't like, shoot. And I'm running to the front of the school. And
Jade's like, I don't know this man. I don't know that woman.
It was so fucking funny. But mom was not very pleased.
Like, I got in
because
all the
honestly,
time.
Here's the thing. Sounds like you are a little shit teenager. Oh my God. I was like the biggest little shit. But like, honestly, like I really was like, it was like harmless things.
But things you definitely should have gotten in trouble for.
Right, and I did. Trust me, I did.
Yeah, and so then don't be like, oh my God, like I had it so much harder than you and Bailey.
We're not that stupid.
Okay, yeah, because you learned from my mistakes.
Well, and because
and like, you guys both didn't have as many friends as I did.
Well, friends?
Yeah.
You had so many friends.
I still have a couple of them.
A couple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about your friends.
Hey!
What do your friends call each other?
B10. Literally, don't. We should do 10. I wish we could do a whole podcast episode on Paige's group of friends from high school. I know some of them probably listen. So, hey, girls. But
hey,
you guys are fucked up.
And you know what? We're doing fun.
Yeah. But there was another story that I wanted to tell about us that you just reminded me of during that story. And I was like, oh, we'll get to that.
About mom.
About me?
Me and mom.
Yeah. Like, it was when I said something about, like, oh, well, like, you.
Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, it was something like, well, yeah, like, you were acting out. Of course she was going to be like, oh, you being scary.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because one time we. This is typical Keller. Like, Keller, like, truly puts hair on your chest, like, the way the kids were. I remember.
Honey,
I was,
that's high school.
Yeah, but Keller was on another level of, like, the shit people would do to each other. So I was staying at my friend's house, and I get a call at, like, 6 a.m., and I was like, fuck, like, what did I do this time? Because a call from mom so early was always so scary to me. And she's like, you need to get home now. And I was like, What did she find? She's like, your fucking friends just destroyed our house. And I was like, oh, so it's not me. Like, I was like kind of relieved because I was like, okay, like, it wasn't me. So I get home and I pull up and our front yard is completely destroyed. It's not just toilet papered, it's spray painted. There's like fire, like,
oh, they did like a fire thing that under the door, like, yeah, the smoke came through the house.
All the cars were written on, and I was like, oh fuck, at least it's not me. There was like people that we know that we went to high school with, their Christmas decorations that said their names on it were in our yard.
Oh, in like
police
constructions.
Like, so, yes. So I was like, fuck. And mom and dad were like mad at me, which I don't know why you guys were mad at me. Like,
I don't think we were mad at you. We were mad at the situation and we wanted to figure out.
And you were to blame because you were the one.
No, it's like, what?
Your milkshake brought the boys to the yard.
Exactly. And so, well, the scary thing for you guys was that they did ring the doorbell and they set off fireworks. And so there was like smoke and like fire at your front door.
Pow, 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 pow.
And there's literally still, I think, remnants of that on your guys' front porch. Isn't there?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And they like spray painted all the trees. So anyways, like, I'm like, you know, probably hungover, but trying to like not be hungover in front of mom and dad because I'm like 15. And I'm like pulling down like all the toilet paper, and we find out who it was because I start like talking to people and they're like, oh, it's like all the guys in your grade. And I was like, oh, so they think I'm pretty. Like, that's so
they think I'm cute.
They think I'm cute. So mom like is like, who did it? Like, let's find out. So she calls their moms. And she makes them all come over to our house. And then, of course, she has, like, her friends there to, like, watch. So it's, like, all these boys, and they're, like, on trial. And mom is just laying into them. And I'm in the kitchen just like, oh, my God. Like, so embarrassed because I'm like, oh, my God, they're not going to like me anymore because she's so mean to them.
They liked me so much they destroyed my parents' house. And now my mom's ruining it.
No, it was literally like Romeo and Juliet. It was like, oh no, boys, I'm sorry, we can never be together now because you destroyed my house. But then it was really annoying because the mom of the boys, who she was like their lawyer, their representative, she was like literally pleading their case, like, could not be more pick me in that moment. Like, you're, look what your fucking sons did. She's like, it's not that bad, they were just trying to have some fun. And I was like, okay, bitch, like, my mom's gonna fucking yell at you.
My mom's gonna kick your ass.
All they had to do was say, I'm sorry.
But they were like trying to justify it.
Yeah. I'm sorry would have been done.
And so then that's when mom really let them have it. And it was really scary. And what did the other mom say? She was like trying to like stick up for them. It was like,
I don't even remember what she said, but she never liked me after that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like no matter what, I'm going to ride or die for my child. However, like, in the car after. So it's like, if I'm pleading to some other like woman being like, here's why my son did this, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm going to say that to that woman. And when I get in the car,
you would?
I don't know. But then I'm going to get in the car.
I think I would have made you guys apologize.
Well, yeah, I think I would say, sorry, look, my kid's an idiot. I think I would too. And he's going to learn about it.
What I'm saying is, if you ride or die for your son and then you get in the car and you look at your son, you're like, you made me look like a fucking idiot. Like, you're in trouble, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's like, I can see that happening in Keller.
Yeah, but I think...
Like, in Keller, like, yeah. They're, like, the families are a united front.
I think that the mom in that family would have said... I can't believe what a bitch she was to you.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah. I think she did say that.
Yeah. Well, they were like very, it was not good. But I feel like the appropriate response is like,
apologize.
We are so sorry. Like,
and we're going to clean it up.
Like,
mom would make us say sorry.
Yeah. Like, and she would like, I think behind the parents' back, like our back, you say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you did that. I will always have your back, but like, you cannot do that. Like, you tell the person, you tell the kid you have their back behind.
Well, and you it's love like, the kid, but you're going to hold them accountable. It's not like you cut it loose because like, we've got
this. We have to apologize. This but is what also, we do.
It's like, as parents, like, don't you think you would, like, kind of come together? Like, it's like, my kid fucked up, your kid didn't. And it's like, so we're going to play kind of like, we're going to play these roles. And it's like, you're going to be the one accepting the apology. And, like, I'm going to be the one that's like, helping them apologize. Give the apology, you know what I mean? But it's like, we know, like, you're saying that, like, all I wanted was an I'm sorry. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, press charges for, like, literal property
vandalism
damage and all that kind of stuff. It's like parent to parent, I'm really sorry, you know, not okay. Like, let me help my kid learn this lesson. You help my kid learn this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be, like, the normal way, I feel like. And that's not how it happened.
Because Keller is just not like that.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, I think we're, like, really over on time. So I think we need to wrap it up.
Okay. The one other thing that someone said to me was... if you have any, like, standout, like, sister, meaning, you know, us sisters, stories that you would like to share.
Any standout sister stories? No, because my favorite stories are the ones you guys tell that I didn't know about. Like, especially the one about Bailey when she, like, held Jade up by her neck.
Oh, so yeah.
Not Bailey.
Bailey literally
levitated her like the Exorcist.
Bailey with an E. Bailey with an E's birth, actually. That was her birthday.
Okay, one of my most recent favorite stories, I think it was a Christmas story, and we were doing Secret Santa at the time because you guys were all in college, remember? And somehow we messed up names, remember?
Well, who messed up the names? Paige?
No, I think it was Jade.
Well, Jade doth protest too much.
I think you guys switched and someone forgot they switched and two people bought the same person a gift.
And who was that person?
Paige got two presents.
I got two presents. So maybe she did it on purpose. We know how Paige likes a present.
That's why I said it. Oh, you did this so you could get...
No, but the thing is like... so. I didn't switch with anybody. The thing, you and Dad switched, but you forgot the switch because Dad had me, and you had Mom, and then but you it's wanted
because no, you. Oh, put, Dad wanted me.
Dad wanted you, and you, so the thing is, I ended up with two gifts,
and Mom had zero, and you felt embarrassed because you put your little paws into the mix because you
Here's the thing:
it wasn't Paige's fault that it happened.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed because
embarrassed because you forgot to get Mom a gift.
Yeah,
and then and so you kept saying, "Oh my God, it's because Paige wanted two presents. She ruined Christmas."
No, because Paige always has to like meddle in the whole.
No, I don't meddle. I think secrets are fucking stupid, and so every time we do a Secret Santa, I'm immediately going to say, hey, I have so-and-so.
That's why we don't do it.
And I want everyone to know, because why does it have to be a secret? If everyone knows who everyone has, and it can be like, hey, like...
what you is your assigned Santa.
Yeah, you can either get me what you think that I want, or like, here's what I want. I think the Secret Santa is so dumb, and probably only because I can't keep a freaking secret. But that was not my fault. You are the one who forgot the switch. So I ended up with two gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And you were embarrassed because you forgot the switch. Why would I be embarrassed that I got two gifts?
No, dumbass. No, you were embarrassed that you didn't get mom the gift.
Okay, I think you're right.
But the best part was we had the discussion. It was kind of a mild discussion for our not getting along. And then dad goes to the bathroom.
And then Jade keeps saying. Because I just keep saying
What do you keep saying?
I say Paige ruined Christmas.
But you said it at least 7 times in like 1 minute.
Right.
Yeah.
So and then
how do you feel, Paige, that you ruined Christmas? Oh, Paige, you ruined Christmas. And it's like, but I didn't ruin Christmas. But then you kept saying it, and I was like, are you going to keep fucking saying it?
And then she started crying and then goes, I always get in trouble.
I did?
Yes. And you stomped off, and dad came back and he goes, what the hell happened?
Because dad looked at me like, because mom's like, it's okay. I didn't need a present. Everything's fine. And Paige is like, say it again. And Jade's like, I can't be here. And then dad looked at me and he was like, what? Like, how?
Dad takes like a 5-minute shit and comes back and he's feeling
all hell is broken loose.
Feeling lighter than ever. Merry Christmas, everybody. And then he comes down and I'm like, say it again, crying. And you're like, and mom's like, I don't need a present.
It's always me. I'm always the one getting in trouble.
No, and you know what the sad part about this whole thing is? Like, when we're telling you guys the story, it probably sounds like we were like, in middle school, but I was like probably like 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I was honestly probably 30.
No, yeah. I don't think you were that old.
That old? Jesus.
Was it 5 years ago?
No, it was like,
I think it was longer ago than that. I think it was like 8 years ago.
Probably 8.
Yeah.
Still, what I heard from all that is you're the problem. It's you.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Wow.
Happy for you for that one.
That's good. Very topical. Very psycho sister and very Christmas.
So who's the psycho sister there?
Well, and remember
you guys
when
are both psychotic.
Remember when you just said she probably only wrote the songs that everyone. Wait, or was that you?
No, I said it.
Yeah, you said it. She only wrote the songs that everyone could be like, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
No, I was literally that
just said it.
No, I literally was talking about Long Live because that's a kind of culty song.
You said that during Antihero.
No, she didn't.
No, I didn't.
I think she did it in Long Live.
Yeah, I didn't see Antihero.
Never mind.
Because I think Long Live is like, it's...
Yeah, we're not getting into
culty.
That.
It's culty.
We're not getting into
anyways.
It.
All right, take us out.
Okay, we got to go, guys. So, but what you could do for us is to follow us on Instagram, yourpoordadpod. Write us an email, yourpoordad@gmail.com. Take a look at us on Twitter. I mean, TikTok. Jesus.
It's called X.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Your Poor Dad Pod. And rate, review, subscribe.
Always definitely. 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars. Or
even if you're talking shit about Jade, 5 stars still.
Yeah. And I see somebody the other day was like, Jade, you need to be nicer to Paige and Bailey.
Yeah,
and
I saw that too.
Here's the thing. Outsiders are outsiders and they see it too. So be nicer to your sisters.
I think that was Princess Leia that commented it.
They're like, yeah. What is that tone that Jade talks in? And I'm like, what is that tone?
Jade, I got your back on that one.
Oh yeah, because you are
because
literally
you have the worst tone.
Mom's always sounds like so like bitchy.
Mom's text, okay. And I'm like, what did I do? What could I have possibly done to you? And no, she's like, nothing. What? Mom, I'm in the best mood ever.
Mom's text.
It's a text.
No, but mom's text. Call me.
Who died?
Nobody. No. I was just wondering what you were having for dinner tonight.
Yeah. I came out of the shower and mom said, answer the family FaceTime. I was like, why did we have a family FaceTime?
I know. It's like, okay, what's going on?
This is an emergency.
Because I am not a texter.
No, but you have to understand how insanely urgent that sounds. Answer this FaceTime, and then you call. Bailey's in the shower. Me and Jade answer. I'm doing, like, this project for Bailey's classroom, so I'm, like, very distracted. And you called for the purpose of, like, being nice, honestly. You're like, you were being funny. Well, I didn't understand that you were trying to be funny at first because you were listening to the podcast, and you were trying to –
make a joke. You guys were making fun of me.
Yeah, but you took it too far. You're like, oh, my friend was going to Costco and said, and I was like, Costco? Why the fuck are we talking about Costco? But it was like the naked onions or whatever.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah. Like, she said that to me too, and I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, we were on the same fucking FaceTime.
Idiot.
It was the family FaceTime.
Okay. Rate, review, subscribe, guys. We gotta go.
We have to go. Bye, everybody. Bye.